This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Savor, production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today we have an episode for you about Annis.
Yes, and once again, I don't know much about this one. I feel like I'm lacking in a lot of the herbs and spices knowledge. Like, I think I've had most of them.
Yeah.
I just don't have a good idea of what they are.
Yeah. Well, and this is one that you've probably had in combination with other stuff. You also are kind of new to like licorice related mm-hmm. stuff. So I feel like there's a licorice shaped hole in your knowledge base.
And I'm not sure I want to fill it, but I suppose that I should. I didn't have a problem with licorice. It was okay. I did. That was one thing I was pretty sure about, was it had a strong flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of listeners have written in about it and have had funny stories about the pronunciation and some mishaps that have happened. But yeah, this one was a new one. And then I got confused about like star anise, and there was like another type of anise, and I was trying to figure out, are these all different names for the same thing, or are they different things? They're different things.
Yeah. You can, related to that, see, I guess, our episodes on absinthe and fennel and licorice. We can get straight to our question if you want to.
Whoa. Okay. Anise. What is it?
Well, anise is a type of herb grown mostly for its tiny, dry, very like sweet and strongly herbal flavored fruits, which we call seeds, and confuse for a lot of other things that have similar flavors.
Why do we do this? Why do we do this? I don't understand.
Humans. I mean, you know, there were just millennia that we didn't have Netflix and we had to come up with ways to entertain ourselves. So I
get it. I feel like there's a lot of times when you're explaining something to someone that's so obvious to you and you're like, well, the folder is actually called this. And it's because at one time I thought it was going to be this thing and then it became this thing. And so now, and people are looking at you like, and you didn't just fix this?
No,
updated? No, too much.
No, No, we've been doing this show for what, like 4 years, and our related Google Drive folders are still called Eat Stuff because that was a very early name for the project.
Yep, and we could change it, and we haven't.
We have not. Nope.
So I guess I can't judge too much is what I'm saying.
Anyway, anise, yes, it is often the primary flavor in stuff like licorice and absinthe. It tastes sort of warm and floral and yeah, like medicinal. Like, okay, you know like how the skin of carrots is a little bit bitter?
Mm-hmm.
But then the actual flesh is sweeter. Yeah, so anise is like if you took a whole carrot and squished it down into a tiny seed and gave it opinions.
I'd have opinions if somebody squished me down into a tiny seed.
I bet you would.
Yeah, I would. Thank you. I don't know why I'm proud of that fact, but I am.
Okay. Botanical name, Pimpinella anisum, or anisum? I'm not sure. Yeah, anise is it's a tender annual herb that will grow a foot or two high, like a third to two-thirds of a meter, that is, and flower with these little sprays of white or yellow blossoms. It looks a little bit like cilantro or parsley or Queen Anne's lace or like a carrot top. It is in the Apiaceae or carrot family. It likes warm weather. Each flower will produce a small, fibrous, pod-like fruit, and that is what we call an anise seed. The seeds can be used whole or ground up, or you can extract the flavorful oils and use those in any number of ways. It's used in both sweet and savory dishes, all kinds of baked goods like cookies and cakes and breads, from pan de muertos to biscotti. It's a common seasoning in sausages, especially Italian-type sausages. It goes into marinades, and it's for fish dishes. It gives warmth to curries and soups. Steeped into liquors like pastis and absinthe. You can also use the leaves and stems as a fresh herb or a garnish in salads or whatever. And anise and similar tasting plants, and there are many, tarragon, the aforementioned fennel, star anise, which, yes, is a different plant. They all contain this compound called anethol, which is what gives them that herbal, piquant, bitter flavor. And it's also what makes liquors like pastis and absinthe go cloudy when you add water, because this is a type of oil that's highly soluble in alcohol, but way less soluble in water. So when you add water to these drinks, the anethol beads up and makes the drink look foggy.
Yes, and I went down this rabbit hole, which I'd already gone down years ago, because we had our video about absinthe.
Yeah.
When you pour absinthe in this kind of weird effect. And we're going to be talking a little bit about ouzo.
Yeah, that's another one, right.
Yes, and I was like, what's the ouzo effect? And I went on this whole thing, because it's got a name like that, I got to know. And it's
you do.
What we already talked about. I just didn't know it was called that.
Oh, yeah. Nutrition-wise, most of the time you're not probably eating enough to get a whole lot of a nutritive effect, but this has been used medicinally forever for any number of things and is currently under investigation for possible antifungal, antimicrobial type properties, along with everything else. But it's more research is necessary. The human body is complicated before ingesting a medicinal quantity of anything. Check with a doctor who isn't us.
I love the different inflections you do every time. It makes it exciting. Like, we're saying the same thing, but slightly different tonally.
I'm just trying to keep it fresh.
Just to keep it fresh. Yes, that's our goal here at Savor.
It is. We're just keeping it fresh.
That is right. Okay, so there aren't a lot of numbers that we could easily access. When it comes to anise,
yeah,
we found exactly one.
We did, and that was under. I was like, "Oh, I didn't look up any numbers." Heck, so my one number for anise for y'all is that in 2018, the Culinary Academy of India attempted a Guinness World Record for the largest display of bread varieties, and anise flavored bread was one of the 511 types that they baked up.
I'm stuck on the word attempted.
I didn't read a follow-up about how it went, but I understand that they assembled a team of like 100 pastry chefs and bakers who were going to be working for like 48 hours to attempt this. But I couldn't find a press release afterwards. So I don't know. Anything could have happened.
Bread baker's a symbol, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Well, if anyone knows how that went down.
Yeah.
Please let us know. We do have some history for you.
Goodness, we do. But first, we've got a quick break for a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
So historians think anise originated in the Mediterranean and or the Middle East and or Southwest Asia. The date was difficult to pin down, but I think old is a safe guess.
Pretty old, yeah.
Yeah, pretty old, we'll say. That's our scientific lingo we use around here.
Uh-huh.
Some speculate it is one of the oldest fragrant seeds. Adding more confusion to this whole thing is that historically the name anise has been applied to all kinds of things, from dill to fennel seeds. That's a problem we run into a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, anise was used both medicinally and culinarily, often as a flavor to liqueurs and baked goods. The ancient Romans prized anise, so much so at one point it was acceptable to use to pay taxes.
Huh.
Yeah. A popular cake enjoyed at the end of ancient Roman feast was spiced with anise, and some think this is the basis of the cake at the end of a festivity tradition, and perhaps even the wedding cake.
Hmm.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And our old pal Pliny wrote about anise almost 2,000 years ago. Be it green or dried, it's wanted for all conserves and flavorings. Hmm. Medicinally, it was primarily used to promote digestion and diminish flatulence, although Pliny wrote that when mixed with other things, it could help with insomnia, even recommended hanging some over children's beds to keep away nightmares, that it would quench your thirst and make you sweat, combat ill effects from asp bites, and childbirth-induced insomnia as well. So all kinds of things. Oh, and of course, he wrote that it was an aphrodisiac. Of course. Many physicians wrote about it. And it was also recommended or used as a breath freshener, too. Anise was mentioned in a 1550 BCE document out of ancient Egypt as a treatment for dental and stomach diseases. It popped up in the Old Testament. Quote, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith.
Huh.
Yes. I was having flashbacks to when I was a young child going to church, and I'd have to read in front of people, and I would be so nervous because it had all that old-timey language in it. And I'm going to get tripped up. I didn't want to look like a fool in front of the church members. Anyway, anise continued to be used medicinally during the Middle Ages for all kinds of things. Epilepsy in children, issues with the gallbladder, liver, and kidney, hiccups, which I had to go down because it was called hiccups. And then I was like, I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
No, you have not. No, no,
no
you're fine.
I have not. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. Some people may believe the garlands that were made with anise and or eating anise seeds or leaves could protect from the evil eye, evilness at large, perhaps. Monks might have started distilling ouzo in the 14th century, and that is a future episode.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For sure. But yes, ouzo made with anise, perhaps around that time. And it was so valued, anise was so valued, King Edward I levied an import tax on it in 1305 to raise money to repair the London Bridge.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. In the late 1500s, John Gerard wrote about anise in his work Great Herbal. The seed wasteth and consumeth wind and is good against belchings and upbraidings of the stomach, allayeth gripings of the belly, provoketh urine gently, maketh abundance of milk, and stirreth up bodily lust. It stayeth the lass, parentheses diarrhea, and also the white flux, parentheses leucorrhea, in women. And there's so many things in there that are terrible, but I love that sound funny, like gripings of the belly.
Yeah. Upbraidings of the stomach.
We all know what he's talking about. We've been there. Communicates the point pretty well, I'd say.
It does.
Mm-hmm. According to some sources, early colonists in Virginia were required by law to plant 6 anise seeds. And I really wanted to, I thought that had to be something easier to confirm. It was hard to, it seems like a pretty good fact, but I couldn't like find. I wanted to find the law and the reasoning behind it.
Sure, and you wanted the language and
yeah, and I wanted to read it here for you folks. I could not find that, but that's fascinating. In any case, medics during the Civil War believed that anise had antiseptic qualities, so they might have used it in that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is interesting. During the 1800s and even into the 1900s, steam trains in Britain sometimes used anise oil as a sort of alarm system. Mm-hmm. So if the engine reached levels of heat that would destroy pieces of the machinery, the anise oil, which was also reaching this heat, would give off a smell to alert the conductor.
Huh.
Yeah. This method was employed when the Mallard set the record for fastest steam railway locomotive in England in 1938. It reached 125.88 miles per hour, about 202.58 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
Which I find very interesting. The anise oil never went off, from what I remember. But yeah, this was a lot of articles written about this one specific record.
No. That's super fascinating. And I mean, you know, like I for sure all of us are familiar with the oh, something smells like it's about to catch fire.
Yes.
Like electronics smell.
Oh, yes.
And that's never my smelling anise would be a lot more of a pleasant way to come to the realization that something terrible is about to happen.
But then you might have bad associations with anise.
No.
That's the flip side. That's the flip. As someone who frequently pushes the limits on my smoke detector. I think it would happen pretty quickly for me, but
yeah
yes, definitely. In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, which was first published in 1935, anise was one of the primary ingredients for Bilbo's seed cakes that he serves to Gandalf and the dwarves at the beginning of the story. And you can see our fictional foods episode. I can't remember if we talked about that in specific. I imagine we did, but this also I had a harder time confirming than I would have thought. It seems like the consensus is yes, but I couldn't find like the quote where they say anise. But anyway, Florida anise is a dwarf species of anise, also called swamp hobbit. So it seems like at large we have accepted that this is the case.
That this is a thing.
Yes. And I went down, I tried to learn more about swamp hobbit, and then there wasn't that much information other than what it is. And like this guy discovered it in Alabama and Pensacola in like the 1930s, I think.
Okay.
I could be way off on that. But there wasn't that much information other than this is kind of a botanical entry. This is what it looks like.
Sure. Yeah. I also want to put in here apologies if anyone has been distracted by the cat bell noises that have been happening in the background. There is a gray cat who is just making his presence known today. He's just like, hey, y'all. He's just joining us.
Oh, well, happy to have you here. Happy to be here. Swamp Hobbit would be a really great name for a cat.
Oh, my gosh. I have known so many cats for whom that would be a very appropriate name. Like, to be honest, I myself feel a little bit like a Swamp Hobbit, so.
Yeah. Also a great name for Yoda.
Oh, he's totally a swamp hobbit.
He even has like a little hut. Just like hobbits. Small dwarves.
Yeah.
Wow. We're on to something here.
Not a dank, musty, dirty hole, but a Yoda hole, and that means comfort. Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine it's still dank up in there.
No, a little bit. Yeah. It was less well appointed than Bilbo's Hobbit hole for sure.
It's very humid on Dagobah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe Yoda enjoyed some anise. Actually, I am going on, Laura knows, I kind of talked about it in the past episode, but I'm going on like a sad soup journey because I love soup. I also love sadness. And so I'm combining the soup and the sadness to bring comfort. And I'm going on a Star Wars soup journey this weekend.
Oh.
So I'm going to make the root leaf stew that Yoda makes in Empire Strikes Back.
Well, that's
also the Mandalorian stew. Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I can't remember if it has anise in it, though. I'll let you know.
Okay. Great. Definitely keep us updated.
I will. Very important. Very important information. But yes, alas, that is all we really have to say about anise. There wasn't too much. It was hard to track.
Yeah, it's one of those things that there's kind of it's kind of been so omnipresent that mm-hmm. I feel like there's just kind of, it just wasn't written about a lot for a long yeah. time, because it was just like, oh yeah, it's just this thing that everybody uses and we've got mm-hmm. it and boop.
Yes. No need to write it down. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's obvious.
And screwing us food podcasters over forever.
Thanks, history.
Yeah. But we do have some listener mail for you.
That's right. But first, we've got one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married yeah. at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation yeah. that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with Listener Mail. It's a small poppet. I was doing the, like, this fog and then the, I think it's a Minock from Dagobah.
I was definitely getting the Dagobah vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm finally getting okay at this. It only took many years.
I'm finally getting okay at this is a kind of bleak statement, my dude.
Well, it fits with the sad soup theme.
It does. It does. You're right.
Yes. I'm just trying to stay on theme. That's all. Melanie wrote, I recently listened to the episode on bundt cakes and want to encourage you to try making one. If you use the baking spray with flour, the cake releases from the pan very easily. We make them frequently for fellowship time after church, and my kids and husband got me a new one for my birthday this summer. I wanted to make a patriotic one for July 4th, so I made a blueberry cake and decorated with blueberries and strawberries. I was a little worried because of the blueberries and blueberry jam in the cake, but it came out great.
Oh.
And Melanie sent a picture, and it looked lovely.
It did.
Oh, and it does. That sounds very nice and very refreshing.
Right? Mm. Oh, mm-mm. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes, Lauren.
I really do think that I need to bust out that that octopus themed
yes
pan and do something weird. Yeah.
Oh yes, please. Do something weird. That'd be a very good Dungeons and Dragons.
I was about food. To say, and this would also be very like we've done a lot of seafaring type activities. There's a whole sea monster out there. This would be very thematically appropriate.
It's true. It's true. Or our Cthulhu-type monster that roams the seas.
Yeah, she's mad. She's mad about a bunch of stuff.
She is. She is. Soon you may find out why.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm worried. Like Annie said, she likes sadness. And I'm kind of like, oh, heck, this is... It's great.
Yes.
It's good storytelling, but sometimes I'm like, oh, no. Oh, this is going to go very poorly.
Yeah. It's kind of a mishmash because I'm so excited about, like, how terrible things will go sometimes.
Yeah,
So I'm like, don't you understand? It's a tragedy. So, like, my level of, like, voice and energy does not match, like,
no.
What's happening.
And furthermore, like I'm right there with you. Like, I also enjoy... sad things, but like I'm thinking about my poor character and she's very sweet.
Yes. Sometimes I feel guilty about that.
She will not understand. Like, she's already mad at me. Oh gosh.
Yes.
Well, well.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, my half-orc paladin. She's coming right along. She's going to be okay.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Jess wrote, my husband and I love Capriccio Sangria. It comes in different sizes, so you two should definitely try it before you decide that you don't care for the prepackaged stuff. It packs a punch, isn't overly sweet, and has so much flavor. It's a flavor I love to savor.
Points for puns.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good recommendation. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to keep an eye out. It's one of those things like I don't even... It probably is at my local stores. I just never even look in that section. So
right, sure.
Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to give it a go. And a lot of you have written in with your sangria recipes, which is awesome. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Next D&D game is going to be lit. It's going to be great.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be.
Oh, I cannot wait because, a little foreboding for you, Lauren. The next one's going to be real weird. Real weird.
Wait, hold on. In comparison to the other ones, which were super not weird?
I think it might be the weirdest
weird?
Thing I've done.
Cool.
So, let's get some sangria and bundt cake up in there. That'll make it way less weird. Weirder. Who knows? We'll have to see.
I look forward to it.
Yes. And we always look forward to messages from you listeners. Thanks to both of these listeners for writing to us.
Yes.
And if you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.